same thing.
Okay.
And so it's cut off, you know, in little thin slices. So I had one for supper last night.
The person that in a store that cuts up the meat and sells the meat, you call him the
grocery man.
Yeah, or just in charge
meat
of
meat cutter.
Okay. What about
butcher, meat cutter, meat, that's all answer to the stuff.
Okay.
The man that brings my meat, my grocery's coming, he's that meat cutter.
Okay.
Over on Rockwood Street.
If meat has been kept for too long,
well, it gets old and it's good.
Yeah, it's when it's not good, you say it's
rough.
Okay. And if you kept butter too long and it doesn't
taste, it'll spoil too.
Okay. Would you say
strong?
Would you say rancid or frowy or what?
Well, you just it's not something you use. It's just spoiled.
Okay. And this is something that you make out of milk. You let milk sour, and it gets real thick, and you call that what?
Cheese.
Yeah, but no, just milk is just getting
sour. Oh, that's, I know what you call it. Some people make it. They let the milk get clabbered.
Okay. And what the kind of cheese that you make from clabber?
Well, you can use it, you can just eat it with your bread, or you can use it, you can put it in salad, or whatever you want like that.
If you make cheese, though,
well, you can put it in things, and different things, but you can eat it just like it is.
Yeah, okay.
It takes a good lunch.
Yeah.
Lunch, you know, to take for lunch or anything. The car, I didn't see come up. I'm glad it wasn't nobody come to my door. I don't know the car. Funny, looks like the other lady's got company all leather in here and got a truck. I don't know neither one of the cars. Got visitors both places and I don't know the car.
What's the first thing you do to milk after milking a cow?
Well, you strain it.
Okay.
Put it in the cooler to cool.
Okay. And
you let it get cool before you put it in the refrigerator.
Why did you put it in before you had a refrigerator?
Well, we just had to put it in cold water and do the best way we could.
Yeah.
Change the water. Put some more cold water in it.
This is something that's baked in a deep dish, and it's made out of apples, and it has a crust on top.
Well, you can make different things. You can make pie that way. You can make sauce cakes or different things, fried pies or whatever you might want to do.
Okay, have you ever heard of something that's baked in a real deep dish? Would you call that a
meatloaf, I guess.
But out of apples.
Oh, I imagine. You call it apple butter, or apple sauce, or whatever you might call it.
Okay. Somebody has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away his
winter vegetables.
Okay.
Well, you know, people that love things, you know, they like to put it away for their winter use.
Yeah. Okay.
I do that quite a bit myself.
Did you ever use the word vittles?
Well, you can say food or vittles or whatever you want to call it. Now, that's another thing. Now, if you have several answers, then you'll understand what it means.
Yeah.
Some called it food, and
which
some
called
it eats, and I don't know what all they call it.